was related to something that I'm doing, but the films are just a guy standing up.
The
overall idea of balancing was a thing, and you know, there was several aspects to that and so on. And okay, here we have the vivisector, and we're looking at some scene here, and we've got this fake hand, and that's the first clip. And here we come in again. And I think this, I believe we called this one TVB. If I'm not mistaken, this small vivisector was called TVB, and there was another one which we made winding the coils, and made it right from the ground up. This guy John Rowe did, and that one was called TVC, and they were both vivisectors. They were pretty high resolution. Okay, now this fellow, I want to say Saul Linowitz. I'm not sure what his name is, but that's what I would. I didn't know him too well, but I think he had a contour finder, and so I think that this may be what this is here. So here represents an early attempt to use this thing as a scan. As you can see, it's very slow as a scan, but you do get in a raster and you can do contours and find things a little bit. So, in that sense, it was kind of looking ahead, but our vision input was really pretty limited in those days. Rasters really, and here he's actually taking a picture of his head here. We're trying to see the contours it's finding here. Okay, now here's a good one. This is Alan Kotok and Stu Nelson. And let's take a look at this a little bit and see. That's George Mitchell on the left there, I believe. So Alan Kotok was the co-designer of this PDP-6. Now who is that? That's not Knight. It's not me. The person looking over his shoulder, I'm not sure who is.
Gentleman on the right died yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, now was it just yesterday or a week ago? Alan Kotok, yeah.
I'm sorry, 2 days ago. Not yesterday.
Okay, Alan died. Okay, great. Well, terrible, but there was a confusion as to when he died. I just learned of it last night, and he was really quite a spectacular guy and so forth. Anyway, he was the co-designer of this PDP-6. The engineers in those days, they had sort of a senior one and a junior. Two guys worked as a team. So on the PDP-6, Gordon Bell was a senior engineer. Alan Kotok was a junior engineer. Alan Kotok had graduated at MIT. He did a chess program, a McCarthy chess program. It was his thesis and so on. That was just before I came. And he was a member of the Model Railroad Club. He was very prominent and just really sort of quite a figure at the Model Railroad Club in a lot of ways. He then worked for DEC, and this picture, I think, was taken in the very early days of the PDP-6 when we just had gotten it. So. I don't know if these clips are in order. That wouldn't necessarily. Anyway, this fellow here is Stu Nelson, and he's also quite a famous hacker, he's still around. He's not around here, but I'm in contact with him. He's done a number of things, and including. The SA-10, there's a company called Systems Concepts, and they did things for the PDP-10 and included, after DEC abandoned the PDP-10, and a little bit before then too, these folks made their own PDP-10, re-engineered it, made it run much faster, and just with a very, very small company, sold a bunch of them, and was a company called CompuServe, which was mm-hmm. quite prominent in the early timesharing. And CompuServe used PDP-10s and a bunch of them they got from this SC company. Anyway, a whole lot of other things about Stu Nelson. He was a close friend of mine, so he still is. Okay, so here we are at the console of the PDP-10. There's Kotok, there's the microtapes in the background, the machine in the background. And okay, now let's see what we got here. I believe this guy on the right standing behind is possibly Mark Oberle. And he was just a friend at the Model Railroad Club. Yeah, now you can see this location of where the machine is in the early days. You can see here the door behind it, and you can see a little bit of an aisle back there. That's the aisle running back toward the 7094. So that was the original location of the machine just after it was delivered in the early days. After a year or so, or not too long, we built a raised floor and we kind of moved the machine to the other side of the building. Okay, now this person who's standing up behind these guys, I still don't really get who that is. There's also somebody else sitting behind them, which I don't understand or really recognize. Okay, anyway, so that's Kotok and Nelson. Oh, that is 55.